Glenn, I know we talked about two staff members, so how does that, so let's say you get a couple of cars or three cars with little ones, like 1 to 3 year old people being dropped off. Is two people enough to deal with that? I mean, I asked the professionals about that. At peak times, you need three people because one's going to be going inside and two people are trying to receive people, so.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Delia Mendoza, and I'm one of the directors from Tiny Wall. About your question, yes, there will be two people that are going to be assigned to be outside, but there will be a teacher, a second teacher inside the classroom that is going to bring the child.
So does that represent three people or two people?
I will say three people.
Three people.
And if the case, there has to be four, because if it comes somebody else from another classroom, will be doing the same thing.
Okay, so I don't know how that gets reflected in that condition, but I feel more comfortable because there's no place for people to park.
No, and then it was also a comment that he made last time, 2 weeks ago, that it was about children, how a child can go tired and he's only 6 months old. And I said, well, we're not going to have many infants. We are going to have more children that are going to be able to walk. I'm talking about toddlers and preschoolers, 2, 3, or 4, 5 years old. That's our plan.
What is your actual breakdown? 60 students, how many toddlers, how many infants?
Preschoolers will be 20, and then we have 18 of toddlers, and then infants.
So I'm sorry, 20 preschoolers, that's 4 and 5. How many toddlers?
I'm sorry, they have it online over here. Just give me 1 second. Do you have the list over here? I have it over here, so I can give it to you the exact detail that we have. You can even get it?
Doesn't have to be exact, it's just what ratio are you talking about? Six.
So, 20 preschoolers, 20 pre-Ks, 18 toddlers, and 3 infants.
Okay. So you only expect the 2 infants to be actually brought inside?
Yes.
All the toddlers you expect to be dropped?
Yes.
Okay, and in your, you've run daycares in the past?
Yes.
So in your experience, parents don't usually have to come in with their toddlers or pick them up?
The toddlers separate into different classes, so they're 1 and toddler 2. The ones that they really go inside are more infants. That's why we were deciding in this case, because of the location, to use more toddlers and not infants really. We see how it works very well for another big event that is just close by there, just 5 minutes away. And I know that they work very well with toddlers and preschoolers, and they don't have many parking spots.
Okay.
So would you be willing to say 3 people are available for pick up and drop off?
Yes.
Okay, that seems feel better to me.
So mm-hmm. We'll change 5 to the petitioner will will make sure, what was that?
Designate
3 staff members to assist with drop-off and pick-up during the expected peak hours of operation. And we'll also have a sentence in there stating that the parking management plan will be distributed, we'll reference the parking management plan that will also be distributed to the parents biannually.
Right, and I also just wanted to note that the parking management plan makes it certain that left turn onto Bowers would not be ideal. So I think when you reference the parking management plan, you're also referencing that there's no left turn onto Bowers.
So no left turn onto Bowers, no drop-off on Newtonville Avenue, and approach and drop-off on the west side of Bowers, with the possible use of the 4 parking spots at the corner. All right, we've captured everything. Yes, Councilor Cody.
Has anybody touched base with Sergeant Babcock on this, like to ask his opinion on any of this piece of the traffic officer? Has he weighed in? Counselor Lennon and myself both have first-hand experience at drop-offs in the morning, and we observed quite a bit of it, and I've never seen one kid walk in on their own. You know, never. The parents walk them all in. And so then, this is an interesting concept. I guess that's what you have to do in the city, but
for 8 years, I didn't see any drop-off.
Right. And so I would like to see if we haven't touched base with Sergeant Babcock in traffic, I'd like to have him weigh in on what he thinks will happen, because he's got a lot of experience in that area. And then rather than me trying to give an opinion, I'd rather have him.
We do this at the Teddy Bear Club.
I know.
And it works. So it can work.
Where's the Teddy Bear Club?
It's on Commonwealth Avenue, and there was a whole big hoo-dah about that. You know, not having people parking, and so they have a whole drop-off plan.
So I think that what we can do is probably offline we can. Counselor, I think offline we can ask Sergeant Babcock to just make a comment and perhaps and have it before the. Sure. After somebody gets the door taken off. All right. Alright, so maybe we can reach out to the police, just not to hold this up, but that would be available to us perhaps before the board, the council meeting.
Okay.
Alright, number six. So we're going to change this to 6 and 12 months, or at 6 and 12 months after receipt of a final certificate of occupancy, the petitioner shall submit an update. So is that all it is going to be, an update, or are we going to have them come in?
I believe it'd be an update to Commissioner of ISD and Director of Planning and Development.
Was that the President Lennon? Was that your original intention?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would assume the Director of Planning and Commissioner of ISD are going to be sharing that information with the land use committee.
Sometimes that hasn't happened. So I
think if we want to make it, specific that it comes to our committee. Didn't we just have similar language?
Yes. Yeah. I think if we can look back at that order, we can put it in similar. Because we're not just asking for a consistency ruling here where it's not going to at all come by us. We want to see this. That was my understanding.
Yeah, there was a look back council condition written that it was to the land. They had a compact
right.
Before land.
I forget which one that was, but we should make sure it comes back to land use, okay? And this is on these three issues: peak drop-off and pickup conditions, status of employee parking demands, results of carpooling, car-sharing goals. Does that include the left turn onto Bowers? It's implied in the peak drop-off and pickup conditions, I guess? I don't know.
As part of the transportation demand management plan, the petitioner was going to look into subsidizing MBTA passes for employees and set up a notification board for parents to encourage carpooling and car sharing. So at the 6 and 12 months, look back to see if the parents are carpooling, if employees are taking MBTA, things like that.
Okay, yeah, I think I'd say peak drop-off and pickup conditions, including traffic flows on Bowers, or just traffic flows, just because we want to be specific about that. Is there a condition after this? No. Okay. I thought there was something about requiring the approval by the child care services. I thought I saw that on my phone.
I think that's just understood. If that was in a previous board order, it was a
planning memo. Yeah. Okay, right. That's condition 3C. Obtain a written statement. No, sorry. Sorry, 4C. Submitted to the Director of Planning and Development evidence of current valid licensure by the Office of Child Care Services. That's in there, right? Is that 4C?
I can okay. Add it in.
It's just, I guess it's
not in the PowerPoint. Right.
Okay. Do people have any other conditions that they feel are not in there? People feel comfortable with this? There's a motion to approve. All those in favor? I'm going to abstain as well. 3 in favor. None opposed. 2 abstentions. 30 in support. All right. Well, I'd like to keep you guys here for another 20 minutes just to make it to 11:30, but I think we're going to adjourn.
Look at my app.
The important thing is there's no opponent.